June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight, J-Lo and Ben Affleck's private trip revealed. We've got the new photos. Ben.
Just complete shock.
James and Kimberly Vanderbeek's heartbreak. 5 miscarriages, 2 that nearly killed her.
It took a while to bring my vitals back.
What they want others to know. Plus, the Golden Globes going away?
It's real problematic.
The Hollywood boycott as Tom Cruise gives back all of his trophies. Then, only we're with Chris Rock getting real about his personal life.
I'm single. I obviously don't know how to make it work.
And guess what? Kim Fields is here to guest co-host.
Hey, ET starts right now. What? Hey!
Oh, yeah, leave that in.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, what y'all doing? Just stop playing games with everybody, am I right, Kim?
Hey, amen for the keep try.
Ooh, for the keep try. Keep on trying, y'all. We're so excited that you are here, Kim.
Thank you.
I've told you this before. Growing up, I wanted to be Tootie.
You did.
Mushroom skate, everything.
You think you were the only one?
No.
Come on now. We have a lot to talk about, but let's get started with the new photos that A-Rod may not want to see.
Me, what you get is what you see. I'm still from the block.
New images. That's Ben behind the wheel and J-Lo at his side, enjoying a private getaway just like old times. The friendly exes, who split 17 years ago, were spotted in Montana, where they vacationed for almost a week. And despite claims they're just friends, an eyewitness tells us they sure looked like a couple. They were reportedly in Big Sky, where Ben has a home. A source tells ET they have a natural chemistry and Ben is protective over J-Lo, and they're trying to be as low-key as possible. That's them on the tarmac back in LA on Saturday. Ben seems to help the singer off the private jet before they leave together in a chauffeured SUV. We're told they headed together towards J-Lo's house. The duo left for Montana after they both taped appearances at the Vax Live benefit last weekend. Fans claim J-Lo included a few secret shout-outs to Ben. J-Lo performed Sweet Caroline, which is also an anthem for the Boston Red Sox. Boston native Ben is a super fan of the team. And this was interesting. J-Lo opened with what sounded like the chords to her 2002 song, I'm Glad. It's the song Ben played when he proposed to her. Our source adds, they've stayed in touch over the years, so the two of them reconnecting isn't a huge surprise.
Well, everybody gets a second act, and maybe this is theirs. Kim, you worked with J-Lo on What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yes.
What was that like?
You know what was unexpected? Her sense of humor. She is really, really funny.
And she can really lock in when it's
absolutely
time to go.
Absolutely. Consummate professional.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely.
All right, now to our James Vanderbeek exclusive. He and his wife, Kimberly, opening up to our Rachel Smith about having children. And Rachel, they have gone through so much.
They sure have. It is heart-wrenching to hear, Kevin, especially after we just celebrated Mother's Day.
I've had actually 5 miscarriages total, but the last 2 were significant in that they hospitalized me. I just felt like I was going to pass. I didn't know that I was going to live through it. It became pretty dark.
It's the death of a lot of expectation. All at once.
Kimberly suffered 2 life-threatening miscarriages within 7 months, one in November of 2019 and then in June of last year, both just 17 weeks into her pregnancies.
What do you recall from that painful time in your life?
I just have faint glimpses of what happened with James because I kept losing consciousness. He was there giving me comfort and love. Yeah, just a rock. you know. He had five children there.
Now why are we on earth having a baby bottle?
Because the baby that was going to come went back to heaven.
We were really honest with them too.
Very.
We didn't try to dance around it. We told them really just the basic facts of what had happened and what wasn't going to happen. Because they get it. They understand the sadness. They feel it. If you're feeling it, they feel it.
What saved Kimberly's life both times? Emergency blood transfusions. Now, during Trauma Awareness Month, Kimberly and James are lending their support to the American Red Cross, encouraging others to give the gift of life and donate blood.
Other people donating blood saved my life twice. And so I just want to tell everybody that's donated, thank you for saving my life.
So what's next for the Vanderbeeks? James is writing his next project while the rest of the family's enjoying their time on their Texas ranch after leaving their Beverly Hills home last year.
Oh my, what happened to the river?
It rained, we have a river.
I was like the one LA idiot who brought a sauna to Texas.
Dude, you can step outside and you are in.
Just step outside, numbskull, that's all you need to do.
Do you miss anything about Beverly Hills?
Not really, no.
Austin really does look good on those two. But when it comes to acting, there is one job James would never say no to Kevin Kim, and that is wielding a lightsaber. Kimberly said he'd probably uproot the family again for that gig and only that gig, guys.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, can't say I blame him.
Right.
Thanks, Rachel. We'll see you in a bit. You know, family also on the mind of Katy Perry and her very first Mother's Day was spent at work.
Hey, welcome to motherhood. It's like that sometimes. Yeah. But Katie did get to celebrate.
And she told our Lauren Zima all about it.
Unconditional. We saw Orlando's really funny post about you.
But he gave me a beautiful present of her little feet and hands. Just very thoughtful. We celebrated knowing I had to work. I got to sleep with her. We had a nap for 3 hours, and I held her hand, and it made me so happy.
The new mama's consolation prize for working on the special day.
We got the announcement, another season of American Idol. Yes, will you all three be coming back?
We'll see.
Katie has to get lawyers involved. You know, Lionel's got to get doctors involved, and I have to get therapists involved to see if I can come back. So.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Let's fall in love.
And they announced Phineas for next week. This feels like a really big get to me. I'm like, Phineas, this is very cool.
Newsflash, American Idol, we're cool again.
But I also must tell you that artists really want to be a part of this. And so I'm getting calls from my artist friends saying, oh, my God, man, I want to be a part of the show.
I'm such a mom. I thought that whole time they were talking about Phineas and Ferb and were doing like a whole crossover.
You heard that, Idol. You need a Phineas and Ferb crossover.
There you go.
So hilarious. All right, how about this cool news, Kim? ET has confirmed that there will be a season 18 of Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh, and the OGs are all confirmed. Ellen, Chandra, and James Pickens, the truth, baby.
Yeah, well, speaking of Grey's Anatomy, they've actually won 2 Golden Globes. The show won for drama series and Sandra Oh for Best Supporting Actress. Sandra even hosted the Globes in 2019. Now, there is shocking news today about next year's Golden Globes.
NBC announced it will not air the Golden Globes next year. The network released a statement saying, quote, "We continue to believe that the HFPA is committed to meaningful reform. However, change of this magnitude takes work, and we feel strongly that the HFPA needs time to do it right."
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is made up of around 90 international no black journalists.
The decision comes following months of intense criticism of the association's lack of diversity. There are 0 black members and failure to reform itself to satisfaction of many Hollywood studios and stars.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
ET can confirm Tom Cruise has returned his 3 Golden Globe trophies for Magnolia, Jerry Maguire, and Born on the 4th of July as a sign of protest. Scarlett Johansson joined the HFPA boycott, calling past experiences with members borderline sexual harassment. Netflix, Amazon, and Warner Media have also cut ties with the HFPA due to a lack of confidence in the group's ability to enact serious and meaningful changes. There's been no comment from the HFPA and no word on whether they will move forward with an award show without NBC. Chris Rock's been a Golden Globe nominee as a producer for Everybody Hates Chris. But right now, the comedian's trying his hand at horror. Chris plays a veteran detective tracking down a killer in Spiral from the Book of Saw, the ninth movie in the $1 billion movie franchise in theaters Friday. And of course, the funny man gets in some one-liners.
We're telling the joke about why cops get divorced.
You give a woman 600 Tuesdays, it ain't worth three Saturday nights.
What's your best tip to try to make it work?
Oh God, I'm single. I obviously don't know how to make it work.
In this exclusive look behind the scenes, we see a puppet that rivals the creepiness of the iconic Jigsaw. And you know there will be lots of blood.
Even when you're close, you see the blood and you're like, Like, are they killing a stuntman just to get the shot?
The movie is set during the hottest week of the summer. Both of us were covered in sweat, this kind of like glycerin that they spray on you, and it's really gross and like syrupy. That stuff bothered me more than the blood.
I mean, I don't watch scary movies, Kim, so only Chris Rock can get me to watch this movie.
Absolutely.
It's
Absolutely.
Crazy. It's crazy. So let's go from that horror flick to something much safer. Yes. A real life love story.
Yes, please. E.T.'s Trisha Yearwood exclusive, complete with a Garth Brooks confession.
I love it.
What is happening right now?
Why she has a home in Nashville without Garth, and what she's revealing about new music with her hubby.
We got to get in the studio then, don't we?
Then Kim Fields knew we'd be digging into the E.T. vault.
I don't even own a scrapbook. I just have E.T.
But what she reveals about a Facts of Life connection to her new show is unexpected.
We have an absolute ball. Not nearly as much fun as I'm having here, of course. Yeah, of course.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I need you to look me in my eyes and tell me that this is legit.
Can you use Boosh to start you off?
That is a sneak peek at our guest co-host Kim Fields' new Netflix show, The Upshaws. It premieres Wednesday. So much fun. And you're having a good time doing it.
Oh, my goodness. We have an absolute ball. Not nearly as much fun as I'm having here, of course.
Of course. I mean,
but
let's
we
be
have
real.
A great, yeah. But, I mean, Mike Epps, Wanda Sykes, come on. It's
How do you get anything done on set with them?
It can be difficult.
Where do you come from? No one said your name three times.
This family is so relatable because everybody knows one of the characters.
Oh, absolutely. You're really going to connect with everybody here. We filmed The Upshaws at Sunset Gower Studios.
Yes.
Which is where we filmed the last three seasons of Facts of Life. And so about a third of... Oh, I knew it was coming. I get scared when I come to E.T. because I don't know what y'all going to pull out the vault, okay? Because I don't even own a scrapbook. I just have E.T.
Since you said it, we're going to do it. Let's take you back to the set of Facts of Life years ago.
Thank you. I love it.
Where do you see yourself, say, 15 or 20 years from now?
Something in the entertainment business, whether it be acting or directing or an entertainment lawyer. So take your pick.
You know what I hate is hearing my voice at that
why?
Age. I don't know why. It's just, it's like, oh, that was my voice? Okay.
Do you have a law degree? Secretly.
I do not.
Okay,
secretly or otherwise, I do not. Yeah, I looked at one of those LSAT books. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, I'm good on that.
You're like, I'm good. By the way, you were also a housewife. Would you be a housewife again?
You don't get to have my presence here.
I need new and uncharted waters. And so I've done that, so there's no need to do that again.
No, thank you.
Well, happy early birthday and a belated Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations. And by the way, when we come back, Kevin Hart in full daddy mode.
I'm a parent and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
The comedian's dramatic new role. We're on set for a first look at his new family film, Fatherhood.
I've never seen so many babies in my life.
Then, Trisha Yearwood's COVID recovery, how she's getting by with the help of hubby Garth.
I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's pretty dang close.
Plus, her new pet project.
I sing to my dogs, but they don't respond the same way.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look at my man, Kevin Hart, showering his wife, Aniko, with love and some very impressive flowers for Mother's Day. Kev also has fatherhood on his mind. We were exclusively on the Montreal set of that movie all the way back in 2019. COVID slowed everything down.
That's right, but it's a good thing that they are releasing some wonderful movies coming up real soon. Yep. And now only E.T. has your first look.
Excuse me. She's been, like, crying for hours.
Sorry, but this is a group for new mothers.
On that sign out there, it says parents. I'm a parent, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I need help.
I'm basically a guy that's married. I'm living life to the fullest, in bliss, and my wife dies after delivering the baby. And I'm left with the decision of raising my child while going through the darkest depression that I've ever been through in my life.
If you could have only one parent, I wish you could have had your mom. Because she would have been better at it. And mommy was the best.
It's a side to this dad of four that we rarely get to see. Serious, emotional, dramatic. But hey, he's still Kev, and he manages to drop some comedy into this drama that's a joint effort between his and the Obamas' production companies.
Go to sleep, Maddie.
It's not working, though. She's not a clapper.
I think we're working with like 11 babies on this set. I've never seen so many babies in my life.
How are you handling that?
What's a lot? Dealing with these babies are alive. Some like me, some don't. So we did this like robotic baby that can give us the fits that we want when the baby is supposed to be throwing a fit. Oh. It's pretty creepy.
The movie that drops on Netflix June 18th is based on a true story and co-stars Alfre Woodard as Kevin's mother-in-law. Melody Heard, who was six at the time of filming, shines while showing us that special father-daughter bond.
How does it look?
I think it's a new look. I think it's a new hairstyle that can catch on if given a chance.
Wherever you are, I want to go there.
Wherever you are, I want to go there, too.
Somebody's cutting onions or something close to us or something. I don't know.
And Kev, wherever you go, I want to go because I had a good time in Montreal. All right, we jump from Canada right now and head back to Music City with Rachel Smith.
Yeah, she got to hang out at Trisha Yearwood's house.
Yes, I sure did, Kim and Kev. You know, it has been such a whirlwind year for Miss Trisha Yearwood and her husband, Garth Brooks. So what a treat to spend some quality time with Trisha in this ET exclusive.
Thank you so much for welcoming us to your home, the home for your cooking show, right?
That's right, yeah.
This is where we filmed the show, and this is where I lived until I married Garth and thought I should probably move in with him.
Hey, right. Although some people might, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do still have the house, just in case.
Smart woman. In the shallow. What's the best part of working with your partner in life?
The day we met, we were booked to sing on a duet. We sang together, and it felt like we'd been singing together forever. Garth is such the Energizer Bunny, and he brings so much energy to everything he does. He challenges me in the studio to go beyond what I think I can do. They don't realize. We definitely want to do another record.
Yes! I mean, the two of you are just so in sync. It's insane. And I feel like this year would be a great year to put it out.
We gotta get in the studio then, don't we?
Well, yes, time's a ticking.
I'll get home and ask him about that.
All righty, I love it. Only on ET, right? We are making things happen.
Garth played nurse while Trisha battled COVID in February. 3 months later, her sense of taste and smell still hasn't returned, which means Garth's on tasting duty while she cooks.
Especially for spicing, you know, for salt and pepper. It's like, I know what I'm doing, so I know how much is supposed to go in. So I have to just call upon him to tell me, hey, does this taste right? He's always happy to do that.
Does anything about him now, 15 years into your marriage, are you surprised anymore by him?
You know, I really thought
for a long time, nobody's this nice. Like, the other shoe's got to drop, you know? Yeah. And I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's pretty dang close.
Thank you for keeping it real during this pandemic as well. You know, the filterless, makeupless, hair not done selfies. You're just like us, Trish.
We all have the same anxieties. We all have the same good days and bad days. Let's own this together.
Trisha has not let the pandemic slow her down. Her cookbook drops in the fall. Filming for Trisha's Southern Kitchen resumes soon in this house. And out now, the Trisha Yearwood Pet Collection.
Petline came about because you are so passionate about your rescues. How do you feel like your rescues have changed your life?
I've always been, even from a little girl, the girl who brought the dog home, or, you know, can I keep it? I've always been that girl. Animals are calming. They love us unconditionally. They make you laugh. For me, I can't imagine my life without them.
I hear you, Trish. There is nothing like a fur baby. My Spike is my everything. Kevin, Kim, back to you guys.
I just can't believe you didn't get a biscuit, because fur biscuits are legendary.
Baby, there's nothing like a biscuit. Right, when you fur baby.
Right. You go to Trisha's house, you get a biscuit.
Hold the biscuits right now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Rachel. All right. Coming up.
Country star Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren's surprise pregnancy announcement.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market, or go to etonline.com.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts, and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren only need one more daughter for a girls' basketball team because they are expecting their fourth baby girl.
They adopted their oldest daughter, Willa, from Uganda, and listen to what he told us about that.
Yeah, we look different. You know, our family looks a bit different than everybody else, but that is okay. And to embrace who you are and embrace your uniqueness.
Amen, amen, and amen. Miss Kim.
Yes.
Thank you for coming by
today.
Thank you
for having
me. You know, we love you.
I love you guys. Great to see you guys.
I know, right? We were freaking out today.
Hey, don't miss the Upshaws. It's dropping Wednesday on Netflix. It is hilarious.
Ooh.
Listen to me. It's hilarious.
Listen to the man.
Listen to him.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.